Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. Amidst all of the closures, cancellations, and postponements of the past several weeks, there is one thing that remains open. One thing that cannot be canceled, postponed, or even closed, and that is life itself. And that is what this week is all about. The sacredness of your life and mind, the gift of the human race, and the inestimable value that is human life. And while that can never be canceled, postponed, or closed, it most certainly can be masked over. And it has been, not merely by a face mask, but by the countless masks that exist among us. Yes, there's no shortage of masks that we use to hide our humanity. There's no shortage of masks to cover over the gift that is human life. And this week, we will see all of those masks displayed in countless ways as we enter this drama of Christ's passion and as the foolishness of the human race is displayed. This week, everything will be exposed. Everything will be unmasked and unsealed. Even the sealed and the guarded tomb of Jesus Christ. And in the end, what will be found? Nothing short of God Himself, the Blessed One, the Holy One, the Risen One who has called us to life. The Savior who beckons us to salvation. And my friends, to be with Him, to walk with Him, and to follow His way is the call that is upon your life and mine. With the YMCA being closed over the past several weeks, I find myself walking a lot more. And here in Kennett Square, we have a beautiful park, Anson Nixon Park. And I find myself walking it. And that walk exposes me to all sorts of life, from the trees and the birds to the geese and the ducks, to the fish, and even the other day, I got pretty close to a deer. Eventually, that walk will take me up to our parish cemetery of St. Patrick. And let me tell you, there's not much life there. But it's there on my walk that I'm exposed to the reality of my own life, the choices and the decisions that I can still make, the mindset and the behavior that I espouse and live with. And there, I'm also reminded of the choices and the decision that God made for me. The mindset and the behavior that He demonstrated while on earth, and that He calls me to espouse as His disciple, as His priest. And boy, oh boy, is God calling. And in this very moment, as we enter Holy Week, as we experience this quarantine, his voice can be heard all the more, calling each and every one of us to a more authentic life, to a more sincere existence, to a life of purity and trust, to an authentic life with him. In short, the way of Christ Jesus beckons us to walk and to live with a greater gratitude, a more confident faith and trust, and a wholehearted joy as we live lives filled with faith, hope, and love. My friends, this week, we will see our Lord doing that in the midst of his own passion and death. Let us not miss the call and the opportunity that he gives to us, namely, to do the same, to walk like him, to walk with him, and to walk for him, for a world that needs such Christian witness. Lord, thank you for going before us. And as this week begins, help us to follow. God be with you.